So now we have the third statement from Yerushua ben Trachia, a statement that we are all familiar with and have an opportunity to work on every single day. Have you done as kol ha'adam l'kapschos, to judge every person, loosely translated, favorably, literally be translated. If you have the two sides of a scale, you can judge a person on any one of their actions. You can look at it, you can interpret it negatively, you could interpret it positively. You can look at it as if a person was doing something good, you can look at it as if someone was doing something bad. And the Mishnah requires of us to be done, to judge the person, the kapschos, on the side of schos, of merit, of a positive action, in seeing that which a person has done in a positive way. Rashi, when he references this Mishnah, or when he comments on this Mishnah, references a Gemara in Shabbos that has a very practical reason why we should all work on this particular midah of judging others favorably. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Kol hadones chavero lekav schus, anyone who judges his friend favorably, and these things again happen daily, where we have opportunities to judge actions that we see. If we are successful, the Gemara says, in judging others favorably, donen osolus chus, they in Shemayim will also judge him favorably. Because our actions also can be judged in various different ways, and the reasons why we do things. And if we have on our schus, on our side, that we look at others and their actions, and we judge them favorably, says the Gemara in Shemayim, will do the same for you also. They'll look at what you're doing, which often can be interpreted in various different ways, various different motives that only we know about why we're doing certain things, and they'll look at us in a favorable light as well up in Shemayim. The Gemara in Shabbos, the same Gemara, has a very interesting piece on this exact topic of being done with kapschos. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, which we're familiar from most of it, from our Birchas HaTorah that we say in Shachris. The Gemara quotes, Elu dvarim shadam oso osam v'ochel perosayim olam hazeh. These are the mitzvahs that a person can do and reap or benefit from the fruits of our actions in this world. V'hakeren kayem es loli olam haba. And the schos, the Karen, the principle remains in Olam Haba, that even though we're getting merit in this world, it doesn't take away from that which we'll get in the next world. The Gemara lists six different mitzvahs: Achnas Sorchim, hosting gas and Bikur Cholim, Iyun Tefillah, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, learning, Begadol Banav L'Kal Torah, teaching one's children Torah, V'adonas Chalver L'Kapslos. And one of these things on the list of six that we eat the fruits in this world and receive the principle in the next world is being done, judging one's friend favorably. The Gemara asks the question, where it says, how can you say there are six things that have this reward? We all know from our morning chakras that that's not on the list. The Gemara that we recite every morning says, Elu dvarim shadam osa osam v'ochel perosayim. And the only things on the list are, kibud av v'aim, gemilos chasadim, v'havach shalom v'ein adam v'chavero. Those three, kibud av v'aim, gemilos chasadim, and bringing peace between one's friend and another person. Those are the three. And Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So the Gemara asks it as a question. If we have a Mishnah which doesn't list being done as Adam L'Chaver L'Kav Schos, how come it's in the previous Mishnah? Which one is it? Is it in the list or is it not in the list? And the Gemara answers that the truth is that the six are really included in the three. And the Gemara goes through how all six fit into these subcategories, or the major categories of Gemilas Chesed, or bringing peace, or learning. And the Gemara and Rashi explains that being judging ones favorably is a subset of the category of Hava Shalom Bedadam L'Chavero, bringing peace between one person and their fellow. Says Rashi, the Mitochu Machriyo L'Zchus, the Omar Loichatali Bezos. Person says he didn't really sin against me. He didn't do anything wrong because you see in that which he did something favorably, so favorable. Or Onasayo, or you say he didn't have a choice. Something came over, whatever it was an honest that he did what he did. Or Rashi says a beautiful language, L'tova Niskaven, which is really a beautiful language. Rabbeinu Yonah uses the same language in his commentary in Pirkei Avos, L'tova Niskaven. Something wrong happened. The person did something bad, he hurt you, offended you, you were affected negatively by what he did. But part of the mitzvah of being done L'kav Schos is not to say he did something good. That's most of often. We see something and we say it was a good thing. But sometimes there wasn't. We were really in fact hurt. So where is the don l'kav schos, says Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, that you say the person he intended to do something good. Doesn't always work. Our intentions don't always work. I meant to do something nice, and it ended up the way that I did it. I hurt somebody, I came late to something else, or whatever happened. So part of the requirement of being don l'kav schos is even when you are hurt and you are offended, and it's hard to say that I didn't see what I saw. I did see what I saw, and I experienced what I experienced, and it was negative, to be able to say, but the person really meant well. They were trying to do something, it didn't work out. They messed up, the attempt didn't work, the circumstances didn't work out. That's also included in being done as kol adam l'kav schos. The Rebbe Yonah also comments that this doesn't apply to a tzaddik gomer. What does it mean that doesn't apply to a tzaddik? Because there, it's poshut. Not only you don't the kav zchus that you say, I think what I saw is what I saw, but he didn't really mean it, or it didn't happen that way. But the Gemara says you assume no matter what happened, for sure he's already been mahar b'tshuva, no matter what took place, by the next morning you could already assume that entire tshuva has been done. And even if, for sure you have to assume that nothing bad happened, but even if something had, you have to assume already there for sure that a complete tshuva has been done. And anytime you're dealing with a tzaddik, and I'll just conclude with the word that I heard, I can't remember where I heard this from, but the language of the Mishnah is interesting. Have you done is kol ha'adam l'kavzchus? There's an extra hey. Not just done kol adam that you should judge everybody, but done is kol ha'adam, the entire person. And I can't remember who I heard this from, but basically said to judge favorably, you have to judge the entirety of the person. Kol ha'adam. Look at the person who did the action, and you have to judge the entirety of that person. If you knew where they were came from, everything that went on in their life, all the experience that they had, the upbringing that they had, where they've been, so then you'd be able to judge them favorably. But you don't have that experience. You don't know the entirety of the person. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam has the entirety of the person. He has the entire Adam. We have an action. We have a single episode. So in order to judge favorably, you have to be able to be done as Kol Ha'adam. So we leave that up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore what we take is just simply to judge people favorably, a difficult mitzvah, but as the Gemara says, a very powerful tool for ourselves up in Shemayim.